Gmail Podcast, Personal Level Indicators. Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of short hints, tips, and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free to get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to www.chuckchat.com and click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. Listener Phil Clark sent me a message referencing an article from WindowsSecrets.com titled Get a Disposable Email Address. A disposable email address is one that you can use to register for a site or service without giving away your true identity. It can also be used to track where that email address may have been given as information comes from other sources. As we're all aware, you may register your email address at one site, and a few days later, you start seeing email from sources you have no association with. Your information has been sold. In the article, the author identifies Gmail's disposable addresses as those suffixed by a plus and a keyword. The example I gave a few weeks ago was chuckchatplusamazon@gmail.com. Ironically, many web apps, including those used by Singular, Bank of America, and eBay, mishandle email addresses containing plus signs, despite the fact that they are valid characters to the left of the at symbol. Other sites simply strip the plus sign or choke entirely. Just another friendly FYI from the Gmail Podcast. Let's take a look at one of my favorite features in Gmail, the personal level indicators. To enable the indicators, click on Settings in the upper right corner. On the General tab, about three or four entries down, you should see an option titled Personal Level Indicators. Click on the radio button next to the Show Indicators, then go to the bottom and click Save Changes. That's it. Now when you get email, you can glance in the index. If there's a double arrow next to the subject, you will know that the message was sent to you and only you. If there's a single arrow, it was sent to you and somebody else. Be aware that this doesn't include mailing lists. If it was sent to you as part of a mailing list, in other words, your email address was not entered in the To or CC field when the message was sent, you won't see any indicator. I keep these indicators straight by thinking how direct the message was to me. If it was not directly to me, you won't have an indicator. If it was to me and some others, you'll have one little arrow. And if it was sent to me and only me, two arrows. I hope that helps. That's all the time we have for this week. If you still haven't done so, stop by the website and click on the Frapper link or go to Frapper, frapper.com/Gmail and let me know where you are in the world. Comments, suggestions, or Gmail invite requests can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. This show is supported by listener donations from listeners like you. Visit the website at www.chuckchat.com. This show is a proud member of friendsintech.com. Join the discussions for all the member shows at forums.friendsintech.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to write.
You've got Gmail.